Okay, let's talk about lead magnets. Lead magnets are also known as free reports. They are a great marketing tool that can increase signups. And when I talk about signups, I'm talking about list building. If you have been on my website to my free resources, I've got an entire free report, a free video that talks about one of your most important resources as a business, and that is your list. My list helped me get through the dark days of the pandemic because I was able to quickly and easily market myself to schools and libraries that I'd worked with before to book virtual shows and do other things. And in fact, even now, I mean, I sell products to other entertainers such as yourself. That's one of the reasons why you are listening to this. But anyway, a lead magnet is like a secondary reason for response. You see, when people go to your website, and it doesn't matter if you're a magician or you're a plumber or you're... I'm trying to think of another example, a hair salon. People know that if they fill out a contact form for more information, that yes, they're going to get the information that they want, but there's people understand the game that when they fill out a contact form, they're going to get multiple emails, they're going to get multiple messages trying to sell them either on the initial service or additional services or products. So people know this, so they're more reluctant to part with their contact information. And one way to help increase signups and get around that is to bring this full circle is a lead magnet or a free report. And the idea behind this is that it promises to answer a question or solve a problem the client has in their mind. And it's got to be very specific to what the client is looking for. An example of this that has been very well used with great success in the birthday party market for magicians is a birthday party planning report. I used one years ago, the 10 steps to planning the best birthday party ever, that kind of thing. And that kind of thing is kind of played out because so many people are using it. So I know there's services out there. I know Brad Ross and some other people, they sell pre-written lead magnets for you. All you have to do is just slap your name on it and you can use it. And I've never seen any of those. I'm sure they're well written. I'm sure they're great. But I would challenge you, I would implore you to either write your own or have somebody like me help you create a brand new fresh one for your marketing purposes. So you stand out more. On my current school site, I've got three lead magnets. I've got one for funding. I've got one about bullying. What's the other one? I can't even remember right now. I need to write some new lead magnets for myself. Now, as a school assembly performer, you've got an opportunity to create lead magnets. You can either create a lead magnet that answers a question about planning assemblies for the school. You can do what I did and have one that is specifically for funding. Because in schools, depending on the school districts you work in, funding may be an issue. I mean, some schools, as I said before, the funding may come from grants, may come from districts and things. But if your school, the schools you intend to work are funded, the assemblies are funded by PTA, PTOs, well, then funding is always going to be an issue. Because as I said before, the PTA, PTOs, they have to do fundraising and such to generate the funds to pay for services like yourself. So you can do a lead magnet about fundraising. You can also do a lead magnet on that will tie into the specifics of the assemblies you're offering. You can write an assembly on about how to increase interest in STEM amongst elementary school children. You can do a lead magnet on how, if you do a reading assembly, you can do one on how to avoid the summer slump. And in case you don't know, the summer slump is a phenomenon that when kids are off from school for 2 months, and many times if they don't read and continue some form of education or at least some mind food, some brain food during the summer, they backslide. So the first chunk of the school year, they have to spend catching up and kind of reacquiring the knowledge and skills that they had at the end of the previous school year. So you can do something like that. If you're doing a bully prevention presentation, you can do a lead magnet on, effective steps to preventing bullying in your schools. Now, one thing that I like to do is, and I learned this from a brilliant copywriter and entrepreneur, Ryan Dice. I mean, many of the classic lead magnet formulas out there are the top 10 secrets to, or the three best ways to. And it's they kind of spell it out for you. What I do when I create a lead magnet most of the time is I like to use a curiosity gap. It's a really effective copywriting technique where you're hinting at the problem and promising a solution to the said problem, but you're not showing your cards completely with the title. For instance, you might have one for birthdays, and I'm just making this up. I've created things like this similar for my clients. You know, the number one problem birthday party parents have ... and how to overcome it. So you're hinting at it, like what is this big problem? It's a singular big problem, and you're promising a solution as well. So you're using curiosity. You could do one on, this two-word secret could wreck your chances of having a highly effective assembly program and how to solve it. That's one, and I just made that up off the top of my head. So I hope you understand the concept behind that. It's really effective. Now, in terms of the actual content, it does not have to be long. I think I made the mistake I made in my early lead magnets, and I created one years and years ago. Oh, I remember the one I was trying to remember earlier. It was something along the lines of the top 7 mistakes that assembly bookers make and how to avoid them, or something like that. And this sucker is long. It's still on my website. I need to create new ones, but it was long. It was like 10, 12 pages long. It's a pretty beefy thing. It doesn't have to be that long. People these days, they're busier than ever. They don't have time to consume all this content. So what I recommend is something that's like maybe like 1,000 words long. It just outlines the problem and how to solve it. Now, how you deliver it is a couple of different ways. To me, the most effective way is on your website, you've got your contact form. Somebody fills out the contact form, and they instantly receive that lead magnet automatically. It's called an autoresponder. Elsewhere in this course, we will talk about autoresponders, but in a nutshell, autoresponder is a software that is connected to your contact form, and it's just like it says. When somebody fills out the contact form, they immediately are delivered whatever the content is. In my case, when somebody fills out my contact form, they instantly receive information about the show that they inquired about, depending on the contact form. So if they're on my science page, they fill out the contact form, they instantly get science information, and they also get the lead magnets. Now, because I offer 3 different lead magnets, the way that I do it is they receive a short email saying, click here to receive access to your free reports. And there's a hyperlink that they can click on the email, and they're taken to a hidden page on my website, and they have access to all of this, all these free reports. And like I said, my reports are very lengthy. But if you want to increase deliverability, because hyperlinks, they can sometimes impede deliverability. And in email terms, deliverability is just like as it sounds. What kind of percentage people actually receive the content that they're looking for. So you want a really high deliverability rate. So one way to achieve that is to have minimal links in your email. So what that means is you can structure your lead magnet such that they're just text in the body of an email. So they receive the email instantly, and all the information is right there in the email. That is one way to do it. Another way to do it is I just described. When they fill out the contact form, they receive an email that gives them information to go and look at a hidden web page on your website. Now, in terms of actually delivering, regardless of how you deliver it, you can choose to either make it look really nice with graphics and pretty pictures and everything. I actually advocate just a plain text email. And the reason why is simple. Again, deliverability, especially in the school assembly market. Many people who fill out your contact form, they're going to be using school-based emails. Jane Smith at Washington School District CSD.org or something like that. So it's a school email server, and school email servers are really aggressive anymore, at least here in the United States. They're getting very aggressive about keeping out folks who are not in their school system. So as a result, it can be quite challenging to get emails actually delivered to these people. But that's another topic for a different module in this course. But consider adding lead magnets and lead free reports to your marketing efforts. They can benefit you tremendously. And you know what? You can also have multiple lead magnets too if you really want to hyper serve your clients. And let's say you offer an anti-bullying show a reading show, and a STEM program. You could have a different lead magnet depending which contact form they fill out, which one they get. You know, for the lead magnet for the bully page, for example, it could be, as I said before, you know, use this three-word secret to prevent bullying in schools. And the three-word secret would be something you'd write and talk about. The reading program could promise a lead magnet, as I said before, how to avoid the summer slump. And the lead magnet for the STEM for your STEM program, they fill it out and they can get one that promises to give tactics to help increase interest in science among kids. Now, but before I close this particular module, I do want to say something really important. A lot of lead magnets out there that I've seen for entertainers, there's like a big push to hire them. And to me, I feel that's disingenuous. What I mean by that is, say you have a lead magnet and it says the number one solution to making your corporate event successful, to pick a name out of the blue. If you then have that lead magnet delivered, you know, they're expecting this good content, and it says, you know, the number one solution to making your corporate event successful is hiring me, and you go on and talk about how great you are, that is really disingenuous. I think I'm saying that word correctly. It's too self-serving. Yes, some people will fill out your contact form to get the lead magnet and get some free information, but in my experience, the vast majority, I mean, 999,000 out of 10,000 contacts, you know, they want information about my shows, and the lead magnet is like ancillary content that they also want to get. So if you're going to have whatever the number one solution to making your school assemblies rock, to give you a hypothetical title, you give them real information, because what you're going to in the way that I do it is I like to have two different emails go out at the same time. The first is a lead magnet, which promised information about about the problem you want to help them solve. And then at the end of that email, you say something along the lines of, now in a separate email, you'll receive information about my shows. If you have any questions about that information, email me or call me at this number and we can discuss your event. So it's just like a nice soft sell, because they already requested information. So I don't believe in doing a hard sell for your services in the lead magnet, because the way that I have it set up is they're going to get a second email at the same time anyway. It's two different touch points immediately. And the second email they get is going to be the information about your services. And that's where you go into the benefits. That's where you go into your testimonials and all that great stuff. Really important distinction there. I really recommend not doing a hard sell on your lead magnet, because with the beauty of automation and autoresponders, you don't have to. You can do your hard sell in your information email, and you basically have those two different emails going out at the same time. Now, a bit of commentary about two different emails like that. Some people might think, well, I don't want to send out all these emails. Won't people get angry? And the best thing I heard against that line of thinking was from Ryan Dice, and he compared it to dating. When somebody starts dating, they start dating a new person, there's like a lot of contact, assuming that there's a good rapport between the people and they enjoy each other's company. There's a lot of contact. There may be multiple phone calls in a day. You may see each other on a date, you know, 4 days out of five, whatever the case may be. And at the beginning of the interactions is when the interest is highest. And that's kind of like when people are asking for, especially in the school market, when they're contacting you, they're contacting you because they're looking to fill a need. This is not like many markets. For the trade show market, for example, I know that very often people in the trade show market, they need to be educated about how a magician can help them benefit their company. Well, in the school assembly market, that's not the case. The vast majority of people contacting you, they're contacting you because they have to fill a need. They need a bully prevention assembly program. You know, they want something to tie into reading, whatever. The need is already there. They're looking because they want to see if you're the right person to fill their need, both from a content standpoint, an entertaining standpoint, and a budgetary standpoint. So they already want that. So they're looking for that information right away. So having two emails go out on the same day, you know, it's like that first dating week where, you know, interest level is very high. So don't be worried about that particular strategy, the idea of sending two emails right on top of each other. And we'll talk about sequencing later on, but that is a strategy that I recommend. Having a lead magnet which solves a very specific problem, which is relevant to what your clients are looking for. And then having your separate email give the actual show information. And that is it for this particular module. Let's move on to the next piece of information.